That was after bedtime.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. Nehilchus Yom Kippurim Aboy Lamed Aleph Seifim. Right. So Yom Kippurim also ba'achilu v'shasiya. Yom Kippur is also to eat, drink, rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, benila sa sandal, putting on shoes with tasha shamita's relations. Also b'chol malacha v'tiltu k'may v'shabbos, and it's all malacha and carrying is also just like on Shabbos. V'kivin shetzichon lo'aysim b'chol ala kodesh, and since you have to be ma'aysim b'chol ala kodesh, l'chein asurum b'chol elu v'b'od yoyim, eizaz man kodem bin ashmashas that we saw last week. Therefore, you have to aser it for a little bit of time before Bein Hashmashas. Lachem Matzah Yom Kippurim is man mu'ud lachar Tzeisak Rechavim, and a Matzah Yom Kippur also a little bit of time after Tzeisak Rechavim, which we cover by keeping safe. Those that keep 72 or 50, whatever it is, you end up being Yotze both ways. Pashas is you end up being Yotze both ways. Certainly on the Matzah Yom Kippur, you end up being Yotze. And the Erev Yom Kippur, you shouldn't go up straight up until Shkia. To touch food when you have to give it to the ketanim, yesh matir v'yesh machmirim, some allow it and some restrict. If it's possible, you should be careful because we're afraid you're going to eat. Some would say you put on gloves, like this is, acts as some sort of reminder. Gimel isur rechitza ayin simen kuf chavdal. Fine. Gavi yom kippurim eino asur rak berechitza shel tainug. On Yom Kippur, it's only also to wash a pleasurable washing, right? Which means basically, if somebody gets dirty, then they're allowed to wash. And really, it could be even if somebody's sweaty and disgusting, then it really works to wash. But that's already, that seems like the minig is not to do that. You have to be very careful. Do not wash any more than you need. And for Nila and Mincha Meir, Kivin Sha'amid Kolayim Abbasik Nesses, the Isaac with Tilus of Yutam Arehu Meshamar Yadav Allah Yichatzim, there's no reason to go wash your hands. Normally, you have to wash your hands before you daven, which is a halacha that many people don't keep. But the kids are saying, since you were in Shul the whole time, we're going to assume that your hands didn't touch anything dirty. Dalit Akainim Shalom the Duchen. So the kainim that have to duchen, kivin shel duchen tzrichon netilas yadayim adas raya. Since by duchening they need netilas yadayim until their wrist. Vim leinatu yadayim b'shachros rakach tzbois. And if they did not wash their hands in the morning, only to the fingers, right? Because you wash only to the knuckles. Afshe berchu azan netilas yadayim. Even though they already made a bracha netilas yadayim, b'makom kivin shel netila he lo hayol lehem leduchen. Since that netila doesn't help for the duchen. This is a big chumri here from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's saying now by duchening you have to wash your whole hand. So now you have to say netilas yadayim. Meaning normally when a kohen duchens and he washes, you don't need netilas yadayim because you already made it in the morning. But here you didn't do that. So the Kitzur says v'toyv yaisa sheyitlu yadayim gam b'shachris ad azraya. You should wash your hands in the morning up until the Zerayah V'lo Yitztarchu Ata Levarach Shenis, and then you don't have to make another bracha. I don't think, I'm not sure, I don't know any Kehanim, I don't know, you don't make the bracha, I don't think this is the minig to make that bracha. Fine. Hey, Achayla, Afilu Ein by Sakana. Achayla, even if he's not in Sakana, Reichitz Kedarka, he could wash regular. So this is more negaya to like a woman who just had a baby. Kala b'sech shloishim yoyim mishanisis v'chetzis paneh akala. Within 30 days from when she gets married, she can wash her face kadesh leitis gana albaila so that she does not go be disgusting on her husband. All right, fine. Vav haroya chas v'shalom keri b'yom kippurim. Let's say somebody sees keri, a seminal emission, and on yom kippur se'im lachu mekancha b'mapa. If it's wet still, so just wipe it off. It's already dry. You just wash the places that are dirty. The dina kitzaya doesn't like. Don't use a beged because then you might end up squeezing it out. And you don't use a washcloth. Also litval, and you don't go to the mikvah. Even though he normally goes to mikvah when he sees Shai Mai Sashana other times of the year. But you got a tzara the Talmud Chacham, and you're supposed to tell your tzara to the Talmud Chacham, Asha'era Leviyam HaKadosh V'Anoira, what happens to him on this holy day, Hu Yareu Ma'alasa Shetuschap Eloi V'Yaruch Yomim, and then he'll tell him of what a kapara should be, and then he'll have Arichas Yomim. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch has a strange thing. It says you should be scared for the whole year, but if you last that year, then that's a very good sign. Right? Okay. Fine. But okay, then the rest is footnotes. Zion. Sicha Asura Filu B'Shvil Lahavar Azuma. So this is the big hack, because this is the deodorant. This is the deodorant tumult. So Sicha, anointing is Asur, even if it's B'Shvil Lahavar Azuma, even if it's just to remove dirt from sweat. Meaning we said before that to remove dirt, you're allowed to wash. But Sicha, you're not allowed to. Right? This is the Chumra of Sicha. Even in some of the guf. So some want to say that deodorant, most say deodorant is awesome because that's like sikha. Others say sikha is not with water. Deodorant is essentially water that has some sort of smell in it. So some want to say that deodorant, if it's to remove sweat, you would be allowed to put on during Yom Kippur. As far as I know, the minig is not to. Achayla, but somebody who's sick, afilo ein sakana. Even if there's no sakana, then they could anoint in regular ways. That somebody who has like scabs and these types of things, I mean, in our communities, where healthy people don't anoint themselves during the week, also it's also for him to anoint themselves because then you have a different issue. Meaning, even though you might get around the sicha issue because you're a chayla, but you're not mamish achaylam. You're like somewhere in the middle, and then we have an issur refuah on Yom Kippur. Meaning, you still have the issur refuah issue, just like in any other Shabbos, that only somebody who's really sick can use it. Can use refuah. So this gets into the whole sneaker issue, sneaker slash Crocs issue. So nila sandal, there are those that's aser, even if the sandal made out of wood. That's not lined with leather, right? Aval shel gemi or kasher beged mutter. But if it's made out of gemi, like reeds and straw or a beged, then it's mutter. Yeah, and the Mishnah Brura says that you should not, meaning shoes that you would wear for comfort, you're not allowed to wear on Yom Kippur because that's the whole point. Which clearly is not the minig, right? But there are those that say you really should not wear comfortable shoes. And unfortunately, a lot of people look forward to wearing
leather on.
to Yom Kippur. What?
For those that wear shoes that they would wear every single day. Nowadays, there are sneakers or shoes that don't have leather
Right.
on them, and people wear them every day.
Almost all of them have no leather.
And now you wear them on Yom Kippur? How is that right?
Huh?
And now you're going to wear those on Yom Kippur?
That's what most people do, no?
A lot of people do it, yeah.
Myself included.
So is that a problem?
The Mishnah Berurah holds it's a problem, yeah.
I'm saying, yet we do it anyway.
Because the bottom line is they're not leather.
It's not just leather, it's leather and comfort.
Correct. So that's what he's saying. Depends if you go with the what do you call it? How do you, what do they call it? The Talmud of it, the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law. Almost
So
started the
what if you
conflict.
buy a new pair and say these are what I'm going to use for Yom Kippur?
Doesn't make a difference.
I was told the comfort is basically you can run in those shoes. Like if you can't run, if they are not like so comfortable to use for any type of activity, then it's not comfort.
I don't know. I never heard that.
Like sneakers are comfortable across the board, but like maybe something like flip-flops or Crocs Like people don't re wouldn't really like use it across the board everywhere.
I don't know. At a bottom line is the Welt is makel. That's the way it goes. But it's, as I was saying, I mean, people look forward to da to Yom Kippur for their shoes because they wear more comfortable shoes than Yom Kippur than they wear on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because with Yom Kippur, you could wear sneakers. Whatever. Anyways, Yesh Lachem and Nilas the Sandal, Fibra Mokim, Refish, Vetituk, Shom, and you should be Machlum with Nilas the Sandal, even in mud, etc. Afilu Heilach Bein Akum, even to go between Goyim. It's also meaning even if for some reason you have to go with Goyim, because by Tisha B'Av, if you go amongst Goyim, you don't have to embarrass yourself to walk around barefoot. You can put on shoes, but on Yom Kippur not. Vimum with Star Harbe, but if you're very in pain, very much in pain, Leilik B'Makom Refesh Mitzitu Shama B'Li Sandal, to walk without shoes in the mud, etc. Yino Sandalim Shame B'Li Akev. So then wear shoes that don't have heels. I'm in Olam Shem Im Akev, or with shoes that have heels. Eli Yachlifim Shal Smol Yamin, but he should swap the right shoe for the left shoe, Shal Yamin L'Smol, and the right to the left. And Yesh Chilik B'Neim, if there's a Chilik between them. So the Fnei Pesach Beis HaKnesses Yachlit Tzaisam, and by the Pesach of the Beis HaKnesses, then you should switch them, Yatzniyim, and then hide them. Meaning, don't bring in dirty shoes into the Beis Medrash. Yizar shalei ligavim, you got to also make sure not to touch them. Lo benilah v'lo b'chalitza, not when you put them on and not when you take them off. Shalei yitzarach lirchitz yadav, so you don't need to wash your hands. Meaning, this is also a big chumra from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He's basically saying, don't put yourself in a situation on your kippur that you have to wash your hands. So try not to touch your shoes.
Would you say it's better to wear whatever shoes you do to get to yeshiva or shul and then take them off and just have socks on during davening?
What should I tell you? There's something to that. I can't say not.
So would you recommend that then?
I can't say you recommend. I can't say to recommend something that most of the world doesn't do.
I see people do it. People daven bare feet. Yeah.
I think it's maybe, I don't know what they're doing it out from kite or they're doing it.
Some people have smelly feet. That could be
so
a problem.
What are you saying?
Yeah, stay home.
So that guy, you're right. That guy for sure should wear, his shoes. Yeah.
The point is pain. Wouldn't that, you know, make more pain for everyone?
Yeah, that's true. But we only do the pain that's prescribed from the Torah, not self-inflicted pain. All right.
Yeah. Well, we're makbid on tirchat tziburah. So I mean, we always makbid on tirchat tziburah. So you should always take that into account.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it. That's the first. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Stop and start.
So we'll stop there.